Wongawali Majinu, Saturday mornings with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra Wurundjeri.
Well, it's very exciting. I've been given a VIP pass behind the glass to the chocolate preparation room. And Robin Rowe is just getting some tempered chocolate ready. Tell me about this room, Robin.
Well, this is a specially designed room for chocolate making. It's cool room panelled, so it's lovely and cool, keeps the temperature right. The machines we have here hold 14 kilos each of beautiful chocolate. This milk chocolate is just tempered, it's ready to go. It's looking rich and thick and just ready to put into... I'm going to do some hens, actually, today for Easter. Just the end of our chocolate making for Easter, yes.
What's involved in getting it to this point, tempered? Because if you could imagine at the moment, beautiful brown house paint being circulated, constantly circulated, a bit like a concrete mixer, what's going on here?
Well, the molecules in the chocolate were left on at 50 degrees overnight, so everything's very molten. So in the morning when you want to do your tempering, we have to turn the thermostat down to 31 degrees for milk chocolate, and then we add lots of the cold buttons to the chocolate. Then the wheel turns, and it's time, temperature and movement are the three important things for getting your chocolate tempered. And so that's now, it's 31.1, which is just about spot on. It's looking rich and thick, and you can actually see it happening when it's progressing. We have to keep just moving it in from the edge, moving it down off the spout, and making sure that everything's doing the right thing.
So sort of automating the tempering process.
It is. I mean, this is sort of wonderful compared with how I used to do it. With
on the bench with a spatula?
On the bench with a spatula is probably the true way to do it, but it's very limited the amount you can do. And then our little tanks that we had, which used to hold 6 kilos, that was very much you had to just stand and be with it the entire time. And if you left it too long, it would go off, you'd have to turn it up again. And so this makes life a lot easier because it will remain tempered all day if we look after it.
Now you're making hens today, so what's the next step?
Need a couple of spatulas. Now I'm going to take this to here.
This is the mould with the hens. It's being prepared to come over to the beautiful automated chocolate tempera. You're putting paper down on the steel bench.
I'm just putting it on a tray. Now the next step is to fill this with chocolate. So this just fills the holes, little hens.
It looks so indulgent as the chocolate is just drizzled all over the big mould for the hens, and spatulas are used to pack down the chocolate.
And I'll scrape it off. Not a hugely noisy thing at the minute, but to get the bubbles out.
Right, so the mould was slapped around on the bench and now it's all being tipped back into the tempering machine, which I was not expecting, as it drizzles down into the tempera.
So we just let some drip out. When it starts to almost stop dripping, that's the time to then cut it off.
That's amazing. So the mould holds just enough tempered chocolate.
If the chocolate's correctly tempered and your mould's nice and clean, it will work. So then we put it upside down. And that will form a nice little ridge around the two halves of the hens, and then they get joined together. But it's got to have a second layer. So that's one layer. I'll do another one while we wait for that to set. And these have all been polished inside. So here we go, number two.
So another tray of hen moulds is being filled with tempered chocolate.
And we get the bubbles out because you don't want... don't want them to end up with some funny hole on their eye because they'll look at you in a funny sort of a way.
It's nothing like laying bricks, but it reminds me of some of the action of moving the cement and doing a really clean lay of bricks.
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't done much brick laying, but I've done a bit of paving. You can see the bubbles coming to the top.
Robin, Robin, I'm really struck by the glassy quality of the hens, the tempered chocolate. It's got that lovely luminosity, doesn't it?
It has. And that's part of what you're doing. You're getting the beta molecules in your chocolate. The beta crystals, as they call them, are the most stable ones in chocolate. So under a microscope, they look a bit like a snowflake. So they're the ones that attract all the other molecules. And so that's really, when you're doing this, that's what you're doing. You're working with the, it's more the cocoa butter in the chocolate. Cocoa butter is the fat in chocolate. And so when you're tempering, it doesn't have the flavour. The cocoa really has the flavour, but it's the fats that you're working with. So.
And another tray or another mould tray of hens has been prepared with the tempered chocolate.
And that goes upside down again.
Do you ever get sick of making moulds and tempering chocolate? And
moulding sometimes can get a bit tedious, but that's all right. We know we have to do it, and then we do it.
This is Saturday Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.